Hello and welcome. My name is Ryan.
And I'm Heather.
And this is Confidence to Cabaret, the pod. Hello, welcome. This is our coffee morning. We started doing an interview series for our community. And today we are joined by a rather fabulous friend of the community. We have been featured in their incredible magazine a couple of times now, the wonderful I Am magazine. Please welcome, with a great big warm round of applause, the fabulous Yadira Gonzalez-Munoz. Hello, Yadira, how are you?
Hi, how are you? Thank you for having me in your program. Hi, everyone. Nice meeting you all.
Oh, it's such a pleasure to have you. How are you doing? How's things?
I'm doing great, thank you. And Merry Christmas to you all.
We were like, we'll probably release this in January. And then we realized that we were all going to be wearing Christmas hats. And we do not care. We are in it. This is happening. Right?
Perfect. Perfect.
Exactly. I think
we're going to wear our hats. It can be any time.
Right?
Really. True. Yeah. And we can celebrate. We can. Exactly. We permission to celebrate. Welcome to Coffee with Our Community. We're so happy. We've been talking about this for so long. I'm just like, oh, you're here.
Thank you so much.
So Yadira, tell us a little bit about yourself.
Let me take my glasses because it's kind of blurry. Well, first of all, thank you for having me here with you. And I am so honored to be here. I am so happy to have you both part of my life. We met in such a wonderful time. You know, this year has been with a lot of challenges for all of us. And I know that we have lost a lot of people in our lives, including me. But at the same time, I believe that this year has been a year of re-encountering ourselves and meeting new people, networking and connecting with wonderful people like you and many others, because otherwise I wouldn't have been able to meet you. And actually, we wouldn't have been able to do such programs like this one that you have created.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. That's
a
good way to look
at
the year.
Yes, thank you. So I am Yadira Gonzalez-Munoz. I am the founder of I Am Magazine, where you both are the contributors of with wonderful articles. And most of all, I am also a life expert advisor for women. Men are also welcome, but mostly women. And I help women to find their I am, to fall in love with themselves again, to find happiness within themselves, because you will never find happiness anywhere else. And unless you find happiness within yourself, and most of all, fall in love with yourself, to find your inner self most of all, because the moment that you fall in love with yourself, everything else changes. When you don't love yourself, you are not going to be able to love anything else. If you're not happy yourself, nobody else is going to be happy around you. So that's what I help women. And I'm an author. I am the peace ambassador for Belgium. And I am the regional director for Global Women Club in Brussels. So I love empowering women. That's one of the things I do. And the magazine is for that too, empowering others. So the readers get empowered with articles about personal development and tips and tricks. That's what you guys do too, empowering others with your wonderful articles. So yes, this is me. And I just wrote one of my books, which is Discover Who You Are to Overcome Any Crisis. You can find it on Amazon. And that is with one of my coaching programs, which is also called Discover Who You Are to Overcome Any Crisis. So that's all I do. I'm an inspirational speaker too. And all is based on what happened in 2010 that changed my life. So I don't know if you want me to go on or you have questions.
Firstly, I would just love the idea of you, like, you say all of these amazing things that you do, these incredible projects, and you go, that's all I really do. You know, and also, I wrote a book.
You know, because when you love what you do, is like, it's like a hobby. It's like a,
yeah,
I love it. It's like, I wish I could do more. I mean, I want to do more things. And sometimes I say, I wish that day will have like more than 24 hours because I need more time to do all the things I want to do. Right. And helping people is one of them. I love to help people. I love to help them, most of all, to realize that we have only one life and it is important to be happy, to find your happiness, but not buying a car or finding a house or because you're going to find love with a Prince Charming, but within yourself, first of all. Otherwise, you will never be happy.
And what was your sort of, you talk about, you know, helping women find their I am, you know, their I am moment. What was that for you? How did you start that journey?
Well, it did happen in 2010. I had a car accident. Right. It actually happened. It was caused by a drunk driver. And before that, I'm going to go before that. Before that, I was a single mom with three kids. And I was always working for my kids and working to have a life without living my life. So you know that when you're divorced and you're alone and you're a single mom or single and always working, you don't live your life. You're living to be able to support your kids, support your house, to be able to eat, to have everything possible. But you forget to live and you forget who you are because you are doing something that you need to do to support a living or to have a living and have the kids well fed and you know, all the things that you have to do. And I was carrying a lot of resentment and I was carrying a lot of hatred and all these what ifs and all these questions and all these, you know, all these things that we carry, most of all women, because we tend to carry all these things that we shouldn't carry. And the day that the accident happened, actually my life stopped. And it was a blessing. It was a blessing for me that this happened. And I say that God actually put the stop in my life before. And it kind of went like, okay, let's restart and stop there and start all over again. When this happened, it was an incredible, it is, because I was in a coma for 2 weeks. Ooh. And when I woke up, the doctor told me that he saved my leg, but that I was completely destroyed on my hips and my pelvis, and that I would never will walk again. But I just looked at him and I say, no, that's not possible. You are the doctor. You are supposed to do your job and I will do mine and God will do his. And he looked at me and said, no, you don't understand. I saved your leg. Everything is okay. I was broken, you know, totally everywhere. But he said, the upper part is not going to be able to hold your bottom part together because the hips, the pelvis is totally destroyed. There's no way I can put you back together. It's in 1,000 pieces. And I looked at him and say, you're the doctor. You do your job. I'll do mine and God will do his. And he just looked at me and my parents were like looking at me, looking at the doctor. And then he looked at them and said, I think she's in shock. And he just walked away. And of course, my parents came and they looked at me and they were like, are you okay? Is everything fine? Let's pray. And I was like, yes, okay, let's pray. And 3 days later, the doctor came and said, you know what? You pushed me to do something. And I have spoken with the eight best doctors of Belgium, including me. That's what he said. And one from France. And we're going to give you or take you to surgery tomorrow. But don't have any hopes because we don't know what to do. So I say, well, I'm fine. You're the doctors. You will find something to do, but the rest will be on me and God. And he's like, okay. Well, they did surgery. I had metals coming out from my body, and they actually did something that they put my hips all together with metals and then coming in like a triangle out of my body. And there were like 4 months that I was in the hospital doing therapy and surgeries and therapy. And after those 4 months, I started therapy and I started giving my first steps.
Wow.
And I started crying and my therapist started crying too. She's like, you did it. I was like, I knew I was going to work again. So 10 years passed, you know, all these 10 years, I'm still doing therapy. But I had 19 surgeries to be able to walk. I am walking. Mm-hmm. I am not perfect. I am crooked, like I said, but I am walking and I love it. Yeah. But what happened during those 10 years, even though I had the surgeries, even though I had the therapies, I had re-encountered myself, my deep inside, because I was there again in my home with 3 kids. I was like, now I have these kids. How am I going to survive? How am I going to support them? Who am I? What am I going to do like this? You know, before it was like the working workaholic women, mm-hmm. that was working here, working there, going home, do this, do that, the homework kids. And then I was like getting to know these 3 kids, getting to know myself and starting to know actually, okay, I used to wear these clothes. This is not me. These colors, oh my God, you know, things yeah. like that. And then I was like, okay, I like this. I don't like that. And that's when I started getting to know my deep inside, getting to know my I am. And that's why I started to call I am and change my thoughts, change my reality. It was like, okay, this is who I used to be before. It was not me anymore. I started saying, okay, I had a second opportunity. Mm. I died that day. My life stopped. I have to change me. I have to change myself. I have to change the way I used to live before and make it better and live my life the way God wants me to live, because I am a Christian woman and God gave me a second opportunity. So I have to make it better. And that's when I started re-encountering myself. I was before starting to be a preacher, and I finished studying. I studied theology. I finished studying. I started being more involved in God. And of course, after the accident, even more. And this is what brought me more into that deep knowledge and awareness of who I was. And that's how I thought at the end, how many women are out there that forget to be or to know really who they are? We are the pillars of our home, even if we're single, even if we are married, even if we are single moms, or even if we are living alone. Yeah. We are the pillars of our home. We are the ones that make our home. We are the ones that make our surrounding the way we wanted it. We want it happy, we want it love, we want it bitter, we want it full of haters. That's the one. We are the only ones that make it better. We want a husband that is full of love for us, and whatever we want, we are the creators of it. So we have to be aligned with our creator to create our own life the way that we have to create it. We wanted a wonderful life, or we want a bitter life, or we want. So that's how I started to create my I am with the great I am, who was the first one who said, I am the great I am. And he gave us this I am to love ourselves. And then I thought, okay, how many women out there are like this? I have to help them and find themselves and change their lives, because we live only once and you will not have another opportunity to change it. So yes, that's how I discover my I am, and that's how I decide I have to make that first step. And it took me long, but now I know the recipe and I can help you do it faster.
Amazing. And I love that you, sorry, I'm battling with the sun. It keeps moving. I don't know why. I don't know. There, I'll do that. I love that you, thank you for sharing your story, first of all. It's just inspiring for people to know that, you know, there is hope and they can come back, and positive mindset isn't just a great buzzword that everybody's using. You know, it's real. And I think, you know, what you did to come back and to find your own life and to find your own, you know, I am, is amazing. But you went beyond that, because then you said, let me share that. And that for me is the inspiration. It's not just, I did it and now I'm here and this is great. And now I have my thing. It's like, I did it and now I want to help others do it. And I think that's just such an amazing step that you took, and that's just so inspiring. So thank you for sharing that.
Thank you.
So how do you help others to do that? I mean, I know you said like you have the secrets, the formula. How do you go about helping others find their I am? And I agree fully with what you said about roles of women, by the way. So I know you're talking particularly for those who take on a lot of additional roles and lose sight of themselves. And I truly relate to that. But how do you help others to do that?
First of all, well, I have a program of 3 months. Normally I help them also. We have a 30-day challenge. But if you want to go deeper, it's a 3-month program. I'm doing it online. But then what I do is that you have to go deep inside to get to know the core values, to get to know yourself, being honest with yourself, because sometimes we are not honest with our own selves. We are our worst enemy. Sometimes we are our worst enemy, and our thoughts are the worst enemy. So we have to be honest with ourselves. So I take you to the process by step, going to the process of becoming honest with yourself, to start getting to know your core values and start to like an onion, peeling every part of your life, every area of your life, and start forgiving yourself, start forgiving others, and start asking for forgiveness, even if it's hard, because that is very important. And then start getting, you know, like falling in love with yourself and accepting things that you cannot change. And I know that you cannot forget the past, but be in peace with the past. And because I always say, if you bring the past to the future, it's going to paralyze you. Bringing the past to the now is going to paralyze you, and it's going to ruin your future. It's going to actually ruin your future. You don't have to think on yesterday. You don't have to think on tomorrow. You have to live your today. But today you have to live it happily. You cannot be a victim. You have to be victorious of everything that had happened in your life. Everything is a lesson, and you have to know how to use that lesson to be victorious. Not a victim. So I teach you step by step how to use that to become a victorious person, to become bold, to become courageous, to become strong, to be confident, to start getting to love yourself. And even though you feel ashamed, because sometimes we do feel ashamed, everything, all these things that I'm telling you, it was me. And I learned to go step by step of all these things, to change my thoughts, to forgive myself, and to start believing that I was worth it, believing that I had a value, believing that I was starting to be confident, and believing to be starting to be honest with myself, and opening my heart to things that I was like, okay, I have to be honest. This is the picture that I'm doing right now. It is not me. You know, like in the past, I was like, I had so much bitter. I was like so angry and everything, but it was like in front of everyone's like, yes, and everything. But inside I was like so angry, and I would be at home. Sometimes with my kids, it was not night, but now it's like, okay, it's like different. I am even different with my kids. It started so, everything changes. So the way that I teach you to go through different step by step is going to be very different. You will get coached by every area, and you will have homework step by step to really go deeply inside. It's not just going to go like, okay, in the outside. You are going to be from the inside out.
Yeah.
And spiritually too. So I know that not everybody believes in God. I know that many people believe in energy or whatever, but at the end, you're going to be believing spiritually that there's something that you are going to have inside of you that gives you life. God.
Amazing. This is amazing. Sorry, the sun moved again. It sounds just so, you know, about being at peace. And I guess, you know, when you change your relationship with yourself, it automatically changes everything else. It's a chain reaction, isn't it? It's a ripple.
Yes.
So if you change your relationship with yourself, how you feel about yourself, then it will change your relationship with your family and you know, your friends and loved ones. So that makes a lot of sense. And I like that you said that we start from our core values, because that is a fundamental, that's a much deeper part of our onion. How do you help, how would you, cause I mean, you know, lots of people are doing, you know, kind of helping people find values and, you know, what are your personal values? And, you know, we've in fact asked that question in the community before, not flippantly, cause we meant it, but we didn't do the work around how to identify your values. And that kind of, cause that wasn't our purpose, but how do you help people to really, like, how would you, if somebody said, I don't know what my values are, how would you help them figure those out? Like, what's your process for that?
Well, that's how I say it. Like, you go very deeply into questioning the person. You have to, that's why I say you have to be very honest with yourself. And when you go to this coaching, you will have to ask very deep questions. And to be able to answer them, you have to be honest with yourself. Right. And not like, oh yeah, because, you know, like you have here the, like the cartoons, I always say, like you have the little devil here and the little angel here. And it's like, you better don't answer that. And the little, yes, do it, because you have to be honest. And the other one, no, what they're going to think about you. It doesn't matter what people think about you, is who you are, what you think about yourself. It doesn't matter who anybody else thinks about you. It's you deeply inside of you, because that's the problem. We always worry about what the other people are going to be thinking about us, that we are not honest with ourselves, and we just picture what people want to see us, and that's what we make of us. And then we just not even honest with ourselves. We just picture that thing, and then, okay, that's, they want to see those values in me. I will create them. So what you have to do is be honest with yourself and say, okay, I have to answer these questions and find out what are my real values. Find yourself deep inside you. Be honest with yourself.
Yeah.
And the power of that is immense. You know, it once you kind of embody that change, it does have a, as you say, it kind of removes the limits. And that's one of the things that, you know, I think that we're all are huge fans of, is removing those limitations.
Yes.
What sort of things do you end up encountering when you're sort of doing that? You know, what are the kind of, what are the roadblocks that you find that people kind of put up in the way, or feel like they have put in their way of success?
Mostly fear. A lot of fear.
Yeah.
Some that are afraid that if they leave certain relationship, they're not going to be able to survive. Mm. Or if they are going to do something that they, a dream,
yeah,
they're going to be a failure. Fear of making that first step. Mm. And fear of being afraid, you know, like, what are they going to say about me, or what they're going to think about me?
Yeah.
Fear of their parents, or fear of the couple. It's all about fear.
Yeah.
And I always say, stop being afraid of being afraid. what is the nicest thing is making that step, being afraid, you know, like, how can I say it? It's like, I'm so afraid that I'm gonna make it, you know, like having that adrenaline of the fear.
Yeah, because we're afraid to let go of what, where we are, which is kind of a place of fear.
The comfort zone.
Yeah, and then, but we would rather stay in that space, even though that's uncomfortable and not serving us, rather than find a new space where we,
because those fears have served us before, you know, at one point.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. And I think it's interesting because, you know, we're filming this at the end of 2020 and, you know, this is so no one, sorry, no one will be surprised by, you know, talking about lockdown and things, but there are a lot of people who have enjoyed lockdown.
Yeah.
Because they don't have to appear in front of others. Because for a change, they don't have to think, what will people think if I do something? What will people think if I'm not there? Whatever, you know. So I'm not expected to do anything. I can kind of hide from the outside world, but you're going to have to come back in eventually.
Yeah,
exactly. But I believe that, I think this year has been a year of, I know it has been challenging, but it has been a year of growth, awareness, knowledge, I think a lot of people had a year of to know yourself a little bit more. And I believe that people that had, I am sorry for people that have lost their jobs, but I believe that was also a little push to make them believe in themselves, to create something new for them, for their future. Like a new job, work from home or something like that, because I had a lot of friends that were like, what am I gonna do? And I was like, hey, I have an opportunity for you, just create it. You find so many things out there to do it. Don't dwell on what is happening. Just get up and find it.
Yeah.
Today,
that's how confidence recovery happens.
Yes. Okay. Yes. It is what you created. That's what I say.
Yeah. And it's been a spectacular year for yourself in terms of like growth. You've launched I Am magazine, you've launched your own book, you know, you've launched two versions of I Am magazine, in fact. How did you must be so excited and proud of everything you've been running. Like, how did the magazine come about?
Well, this was actually, it happened on the 18th of December last year.
Yeah.
I was praying, God, I really want to reach people to help them get you know, empowered personal development, or, you know, like reach them. And how do I do it? And then I fell asleep. Yeah, it was like that. And in the middle of the night, he is like, wake up. It's like, what? He's like, the magazine. I am. And it was, I had to get my book and start writing. Okay, I am magazine. And it was like bombarding with ideas.
Dreams, yeah. I've been there.
Writing everything. It was like he was telling me everything. He was like, hold on, I cannot write to write fast. Oh my goodness. So the next day, on the 19th of December, I woke up, I was in front of the computer and I said, how am I gonna do this? I've never made a magazine. Where do I write? Where do I publish? You know, like, and I said, okay, first I have to build a team. So I called my best friend here in Belgium, English speaking. And then I called a my husband is out there. Just in case. and
my sister. It's all coming out in this interview, isn't it? It's all...
Or his wife, if he's listening, he's like, what is it? That? So, and I call them and I say, hey, I call them to a Zoom call and I say, well, I have this idea and I want you to be my partners in crime. And I told them about it and they were like, yes, we want to. And I thought, oh my goodness, okay, let's start it. I want it to be launched on 1st of January. So we started and I started calling people, hey, would you like to write an article for the magazine? And I told them about it and they were like, yes, yes. So it happened. Imagine from the 19th of December to the 1st of January, we already had the magazine with articles and everything. And we launched it on the 1st of January. It was like, oh my God, we're launching it. I was so happy. And it just, people just started coming, I want to write for your magazine. I want to be on the magazine. It was like, wow, okay. And on November of this year, during the year, you know, everybody was like, why don't you make it a Spanish version? Why don't you have a Spanish version? We also want to read the Spanish version. I say, okay. Let's do it. So in November of this year, we created the Spanish version. And for, December, for this month, we already have the two versions. People are calling us to be part of the magazine. They really want to be on the cover. They want to make articles. So it is like, wow, I love it. I mean, and you are part of it. So it was amazing. It's like my baby, it's already walking.
It's already walking. And also, how come we're not on the cover? Just saying.
Of course you can be. You just have to choose when.
I didn't know until now. Now I'm happy being a contributor, but now.
We're like, wait a minute. Covers? Oh my goodness.
We have cabaret clothes. We can do covers.
Exactly.
Of course.
Many a sparkly outfit. Just saying.
Isn't it amazing what you can achieve? Yeah. Oh, yeah. Brian's fully planning his wardrobe now. We've lost him. But this is what you achieve in a year. Like, that's incredible. Yeah. And then you've also published a book, which, how long have you been writing that? I mean, you've been writing that for at least 10 years.
Feature the book.
How long?
It took me 48 hours to write it.
Yeah. That doesn't surprise. It doesn't
48 hours to write a book. What?
Yeah. It was actually, it was a challenge that the founder of Global Woman gave us.
Right.
Because she, I'm the director of the Global Woman Club. Right. And we had a class with her that is called Think Big and Go Global. Right. And she gave us this challenge. It was 3 weeks. And then she said, one day she said, I give you a challenge of 48 hours. Write a book. And I was like, okay. And then she says, and from that, you're going to make your coaching program.
Right.
And I thought, okay, I have to do it and I have to give it a name. And I started it, and there you go. It was at the beginning of the year. And then afterwards I decided, okay, I want to publish it. So actually it was her help that helped me do it. And then I decided to publish it, and the program is already done. And I will start with the program also in January. So...
It doesn't surprise me that you were able to write it, because you've taken the time to be honest with yourself about what you've been through, and you've taken the time to reflect and put it into perspective, so that you know you're using it as a positive in your life. And so if you can go through all of those things and you can not hold on to them really tight and ignore them and push them down, then I'm not surprised at all that just flowed out of you. I think that's
yes, crazy. And actually it talks about it. For example, it says, why should you discover who you are? It gives you the key elements of how to be honest with yourself, and all these things that I'm really coaching on, you know, defining the core values, defining your values that will help you with the social, with family, with friends, the finances, wealth. It's helping you on every area of your life. And then it gives you, for example, examples for your life goals. And it gives you also helps you to identify your goals. It gives you exercises. So it is actually a little bit of what I will afterwards teach you on the program. Right. So it is the book that it will give you a little bit of everything, that you will give more detailed or more help on the coaching. So
right,
the strategies are here.
Those strategies. And I'd love to have a read of that. I sometimes going through those strategies with someone else, and that's why coaching is such a great industry, because you know we can do it ourselves. Going through it with somebody else allows us to be more open and pushes us a little bit more.
Yes.
To deeper. So you know, going through the exercises is fantastic. Check out the book. But if you kind of look at it and think, I'd like to do those things, one day, and then put it on the shelf, then actually that's the time when you need to say, okay, if you'd like to do it and you're serious, then maybe you need somebody to go through it with you.
Yes, exactly. And take that first step, you know, because if you never take that step, even if you're afraid, afterwards, you will be happy you were afraid to take that first step.
Oh my goodness, I can still remember when we did our first Facebook Live, and I was like, and we were in Ryan's garden, and Ryan said, let's go live now. And he just like got the phone and went, okay, go. And I don't even know what we did.
I do not remember. Crazy.
And then he went, well, now we've done our first live. And it was like, okay, we've taken the first step. Like if we'd have tried to plan it, we would have wanted it to be perfect. We would have wanted the right setting. We would have wanted to know what we were going to say. And we've done some of that, and that hasn't actually worked so well for us. Although sometimes we go a little crazy, but you know, it is that first step.
I do what you're talking about. The gingerbread is fine.
You've seen what we do. Let's not yet.
You can't lie to you, Nadira. You know the insanity, the lengths that we've gone to.
Yes.
Yeah.
I love it.
There's books coming out about us. It's just unfortunate they're all in medical journals.
They're the kind of thing that the people will say, well, so you could do this, but don't.
don't do this at home.
Yeah.
Warning, don't do this at home.
Cautionary tale. Confidence through cautionary tales.
I think Adira's just started our next new segment for the community.
I agree.
Don't try the home segment. Because we have actually talked about doing weird stuff. We just didn't have a name for it, and I think you've just hit it on the head.
I think so.
But yes.
But back to your point, though, it's such an important point, which is why I want to make sure everybody hears that is that you know, once you've taken the first step, and then the next step, and so on, then you'll look back and think, why was I so afraid to take that first step? And you'll be so glad you did. You'll never regret it. Even if you took a first step and it was the wrong direction, it still put you on a path.
Yes, exactly. Because you will learn, like I always say, you will always learn from your failures. Yeah. If you don't fail, you are never going to learn. And the lessons are there for you to learn, for you to become confident, for you to become stronger, for you to become superpower woman or man or whatever you want to do in your life. You have to learn from your lessons and don't be like, oh, no, I'm not going to do it again because I failed. No, it's like, okay, that didn't work. I know how not to do it again. I will do it a little bit different.
Yeah.
But if you really want to go to the vision that you have it, if you took this way, it didn't work, then just turn it a little bit different, but you will have to go to that end way. And sometimes it just turns out different.
Yeah.
But you're going to the way that you want to go, you know? I mean, to the end vision or the end goal.
Yeah.
And that's the fun part or the adventure part of it, you know? The people that you meet on the way, like you guys, is like, wow, at the beginning of the year or like 3 months ago, I didn't even expect that I was meeting you guys and being here with you.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah, because it was about 3 months ago.
Yeah.
We met on a group and then that kind of communication started.
Yeah.
Because it was 3 months and 2 days ago that we properly started Confidence Recovery. I know.
Just saying.
And then that's, and I met you very quickly in another community. So, and that's just been such a blessing.
Yeah.
I'm so happy that you're here with us.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah, me too. And this because of this year, because otherwise we wouldn't be having this digitalized world that we are having today.
Exactly. And all the rolls and punches that has brought with us, you know, it's exactly as you say, like it's a time for, as much as it's been a time of great confusion, there's also been a lot of really interesting lessons and a lot of really interesting learning points that we can take from it. And that is the thing. It's like, I really enjoyed the thing that you said about, you know, failure is extremely key. It's the most important thing to our development. And I think people forget that because we're so pressured into appearing perfect immediately, you know?
Yes.
Like, an idea has to be fully formed, you know?
Yes. And it shouldn't be like that because no one is perfect.
No.
We should show our little imperfections, and that's the fun of it, you know. You should show their imperfections because that's the real nature of it, you know, the juicy part of it.
Right.
Yeah.
And it's so nice because your mess is your message.
Yes, absolutely.
Don't be afraid to tell it, because whatever you went through your life, don't make it a victim story of it. Yeah. Make it a victorious story, because there's somebody else out there maybe having your same problem, but they don't know how to get out of it. Maybe instead of being you the victim, be the victorious person that is going to take that person out of where they are, holding their hand and say, hey, I went through the same thing. Let me help you.
Yeah.
I'm going to take you out from where you are. And you are actually blessing that person's story with your messy message. <You know? laughs> Like, whoa, you made it. You know, that's helping others with the wonderful lessons that you had in your life.
Yeah.
If you see it in that way, positive thinking, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah. And I mean, that's just such a beautiful message for our time here this morning, is just to really, you know, take your first step, tackle that fear, align with yourself, and share with others. And actually, my training background, I always, without fail, say to people, now that you've learned something new, go and show someone else how to do it. And what's interesting about that is that's when you really learn it. So I might hear you, I might understand you, I might try it, I might get, you know, get some action points, but actually I truly learn it when I teach somebody else or show mm-hmm. somebody else the way. And that is when you fully internalize it. And that is just such an inspiring message that you've done that with the rest of your life. And we're just so happy you're here. Thank you for being with us today.
Yes.
Thank you for joining us. It has been such a pleasure.
Thank you for your course and for your support of others and for your wonderful book.
Thank you. You need to let us know
when your launch is like happening so we can celebrate in the community.
Yes. Do you know where we'll be able to find it?
Yes, I do have it on Amazon. I don't know if you want me to share it. I will share it with you.
Thank you.
Yeah, definitely. Give us the link. Give us that link.
Yes, I will.
Where else can everyone find you? Mm. How do we find you after this? I mean, we know how to find you, but how does everyone
find you? I will send you the link so you will know. Will you find me on Facebook as Yadira González Muñoz? And you will find I Am on Facebook as I Am Magazine 2020. Yay! Yes, and I am so grateful that I am here with you, that you are part of my life now, and now that it's another wonderful year that is going to end, because right now we're still in 2020. We don't have to worry anymore because one more year is on our way.
Yeah.
And it's going to be decorating our life with unlimited colors, health, wealth, blessings, and we are going to grow emotionally, mentally, physically, spiritually, and with lots of love from me to everyone. And I am so blessed to have you guys in my life now.
Oh, we are so blessed to have you. Thank you so much, Yadira. It's been such a pleasure to feature you today and to be having coffee in the community and to be catching up with you and all your amazing projects. It has been such a pleasure. Oh, thank you everybody for joining us today. It has been such a riot. It's been really fun. We're going to be doing a lot more of these. We have more interviews coming. This has been such a special start to it. Thank you so much, Yadira, for joining us. Would you like to participate with us in saying the Confidence Through Cabaret motto, your body, your world, your stage, as we sign off today? Would you enjoy that with us?
Yes, of course.
Excellent. Okay, right. My name is Ryan.
And I'm Heather.
And I am Yadira.
And this is Confidence Through Cabaret, reminding you that it's your body, your world, your stage.
Yeah.
Thank you so much, everybody. We love you. Goodbye.